Welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we have honest, explicit, yet wholesome conversations about sex, pleasure, and the joy of intimate connection. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you will find all of the resources we have been creating for you since 2006. So you can level up your erotic skills, train your touch, and prepare your body for bliss. How about that? Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com. You'll find it all there. On today's episode, wait, have I told you how good you are today? Have I told you how beautiful you look? I am so proud of you. I am so grateful just to even know you. You're doing that perfectly. Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about praise. Praise as an erotic force that we can all wield with more intention. Praise as a practice we can all deploy to build our capacity for feeling good and grateful. And praise as a kink and maybe even a fetish. Praise as a sexual act in and of itself to turn us on, spike our arousal, and get us off. Today on Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics, we're talking praise. Hallelujah.
That was beautiful. I feel like we should make an audio track of all of those statements. That was like medicine for some people.
Well, and notice, so we're going to just dive in, but notice as I praised you arbitrarily through the distance of this microphone, right? I'm not even gazing into your eyes as I tell you how good you are and how proud I am to be yours, right? Praise is sometimes hard to receive. It's not just easy for all of us. It's not just a feel good, sugary thing. Praise, especially when it's specific and within the heat of the moment, can be incredibly emotional. It can stir up a lot for people. It can bring us to the edge of humiliation and unworthiness. And all of those experiences can be huge turn-ons for some people. The blush of receiving praise can be an experience a lot of us crave. And it can be really uncomfortable and even triggering for others. So that's why we're exploring praise.
Right. So it has a real emotional charge in all sorts of directions for a lot of people.
It brings up a lot and it has a lot of power over us. And that's why it is kind of an erotic tool we can use more intentionally. And I say that like more intentionally, both use it more. Like I think a lot of us crave more praise and can give more praise. And we've kind of lost track of how powerful praise is. But when we can dial it into using praise to create the erotic experience we intentionally want to create with our partner or with ourselves, then it becomes this kind of well of erotic energy. And we can understand the places where we're actually trying to turn on our partner, or we're trying to be a good lover, and there's a mismatch. Right? We hear from people all the time who are, I just want my wife to feel beautiful, but every time I tell her how pretty she is, she snaps at me and gets angry. That's an inability to receive praise. And so praise, let's just start here. Praise is the effusive expression of honoring, valuing, and worshiping something. Right? And that's a really important piece, is how expressive praise is. You can feel something about something, you can feel some way about someone, and not say it out loud, not practice praise. Or you can be incredibly effusive about the things that you care about and be praise hands in all the time. It's a practice, it's an attitude, it's a skill set.
But it's one that's really valuing and appreciating and having gratitude for something or someone.
Mm-hmm. On the edge of worship, right? It's so intense in its expression of respect and gratitude for the mere existence of something. And so to be praised, right? And this phrase, people will talk about having a praise kink or a praise fetish. Which means the act of being praised itself becomes a turn on, Because look, we all like praise in some way. Praise is approval, it's admiration, it's affirmation. You're doing a good job. Like, we all kind of need that in our lives. But when does it become a turn on for you? What are the kinds of praise that when you receive it, it makes you feel more alive, a little hornier perhaps? It flushes your body with vitality. It causes a reaction kind of deep in your soul. Those are the kinds of praise that we're talking about where it really like is used as an erotic force.
And this is where there's such specificity for each person, the kind of praise that really lands emotionally and can be a corrective experience for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. We live in a culture that has so many negative messages that it makes sense to receive so much positive affirmation can be corrective and can feel like a certain kind of erotic medicine that nourishes something that needs it.
And we all, right, we all need it. Some of us crave it and long for it. And the specific kind of praise. So as I was thinking about this, right, and I think a lot of us immediately fall to physical praise, praise of how we look or how sexy we are. And that can be a particular type of medicine to receive, to be told you look so beautiful, your tits are so gorgeous when they're bouncing, you know, like your pussy is so beautiful, your cock is perfect, I love how big you are, I love the size of your ass, right? Like all of that is great to hear. And for some people, especially in the vulnerability of being naked, of being turned on, hearing those things become like strokes. They become their own stimulation that can really elevate arousal. So is that true for you? If someone tells you in the experience of making love or fucking or having sex or kissing, right? In any of those experiences, if someone is telling you how good you look, how delicious you are, does that turn you on? Is it neutral or is it maybe a turn off? Because for some people, having their attention drawn to their physical looks is not where they want their attention. They kind of want to let that fade away and just experience on feeling. So really think about this. So physical praise, praise of physical appearance and beauty and sexiness, yay or nay for you? How hot is that for you? And then we get to behavior. So praise of what you are doing. Or your sexual prowess, right? Like how good you are at sucking cock or fucking or riding. So praise of your behavior. Again, for some people, huge turn on to be told, you're so good at that. You're doing such a good job. Oh yes, that's perfect. Just like that. That's it, right? That kind of praise of just like that. You're doing such a good job. Again, is that a turn on for you or is it a distraction? Because some people that'll bring them right into performance mode. Like, oh, am I doing a good job? Wait, was I not doing a good job before? Right. And so notice how all of these different specificities can either kind of flood you with a sense of like pride and I'm doing this well and I'm good and I'm right, or can fluster you. And we got to know this about ourselves.
And then another type of praise is around your being, like who you are. Yeah. You are so amazing. Yeah. I love who you are. You know, really about, it's like almost like a worship of your essence, of of who you specifically are. Mm-hmm. And that can feel so powerful to some people.
Mm-hmm. And again, like maybe shaming or humbling to others. And being praised for your very being. Like for me, this is kind of the highest level of praise. Like, yeah, I look one way or I have certain behaviors, but who I am, you love and praise and worship who I am. And this kind of praise, I almost want to encourage people to kind of work backwards here and praise the very essence of their lovers and themselves, right? Because if we can praise our very essence, our being, then there's room for not getting it right. There's room for not looking perfect tonight. There's room for not being or performing a certain way in a certain moment, and you're still good. And this is the kind of praise I've like really started allowing in, that like who I am is good and good enough. And there's so much medicine in that kind of praise. I love who you are in the world. The world is a better place with you in it, right? That kind of praise, when we really allow it in and allow it to be true, what then? You know?
My God, this whole world is so emotional. I am just kind of fascinated by it. Because I think culturally, like, we get this kind of good girl, you're a good boy, good pet. Mm-hmm. Like, we've understood that. But when we go deeper into it, there's so much here that's possible for us to feel. And this is like part of what eroticism makes possible. Erotic medicine, really like corrective experiences that have us feel more whole and alive mm-hmm. and are fully ourselves. Like, there's a lot here for some people.
And how do we get more intentional with it? And I also just want to name this category of praise that's about the we, romantic praise. Mm-hmm. We are so perfect together. I'm so glad we found one another. I never want to spend a day of my life without you, right? Like, the kind of praise of the we is actually easier, I think, for a lot of people to take, right? And again, if we can start there and start taking that in, because it's this mutual feeling of like, I'm glad we found one another too, baby, right? If we can respond with that, then we have to also allow that, like, we are worth finding, right? And that we are a precious, perfect fit for someone, or that we are worth being loved and cherished and praised. And that experience of worthiness, I think, is at the heart of praise. But it also just opens up, right, these spectrums of emotions. To feel cherished is not easy for all of us. And through the repetition, some of these things become almost like mantras or like chants with one another. Like, oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, your tits are so perfect. Oh, I love how you smell. Like, you can say these things over and over again as they sink in. And some people just can't hear it enough. Or certain things that we've been ashamed of our whole lives. Like, all right, I'll go here. I've had like some armpit shame my whole life. I'm a bigger girl. I don't have like perfect smooth underarms. I've never shaved my underarm. So I guess I've had like a little bit of underarm shame in my life. And one of my lovers right now loves my underarms and is always like praising my pits. And I've really had to let it in. And like, at first I was like, ew, no, gross. And then I was like, oh, that kind of feels good. And like, it was a gradual process of allowing the praise to be true, because it was true for him. Mm-hmm. And after the break, I really want to talk about this piece of it, of authentic praise, praise that is specific and evoked from our deepest wells of emotion and feeling for one another, and allowing that to flow freely rather than rely on pre-scripted, prescribed forms of praise that we think our lover might like to hear.
I also want to talk about praise practice and how we can all participate in this a little more, even if we don't have a specific praise kink. How can we just practice praise?
Let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode, DipsyStories.com. Dipsy is an app full of erotic stories, sultry soundscapes, and sexy getaways, so you can explore a wide range of stimulation, fantasy, and turn-on from the safety of your own ear holes. I love this method of exploring fantasy and arousal, because from the safety of stories, anything is possible, and we get to see what we respond to, what lights us up, what we come back for more of. And when it comes to being praised, it's interesting to listen to the characters in Dipsy Stories praise one another and notice the phrases that get you a little bit excited, because those are keys to your erotic psyche. And this can be a huge source of information as well as relaxation and turn on for you. So go to DipsyStories.com/pleasure and you can explore this tool absolutely free for 30 days. That's 30 days of full all access to Dipsy Stories at DipsyStories.com, DIPSEA, DipsyStories.com/pleasure. You'll find this link in the show notes and at PleasureMechanics.com/toolbox. That's PleasureMechanics.com/toolbox for this and other links from our generous sponsors. So praise, as we've been talking about praise, the different kinds of praise and the functions of praise, right? Like, do you want a sense of more approval when it comes to your sex life? Many of us do, right? That sense of approval and affirmation, you're doing a good job, that feels good, is kind of baseline for a lot of us. Like, we need that feedback or we get distracted or self-conscious or insecure. And so some of this is just really like baseline affirmation. Most people want to hear like, oh, that feels good. Keep going, baby. Right. What's beyond that for you is deeply personal.
Right. But at baseline, it is a part of communicating what feels good. It is like contributing like a sense of erotic safety and belonging even between one another. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful fuel mm-hmm. to just keep within our erotic life.
And when you talk about praise practice, I think a great place to start praise practice is offering praise after a great date, after great sex, after a great kiss is a way of saying, yes, that was awesome. More please. Right? Thank you, more please is the basic praise that we can all kind of practice more often and will lead kind of directly to getting more of what we want. So why not practice it?
Totally. It's such a win. And then we can offer each other more specific praise around our genitals, around how our bodies look, or the skill set that you're bringing to whatever sex mm-hmm. you're having. You know, like any moments that we can affirm and delight in and share and express around mm-hmm. is going to be such a win.
Well, is it or is it not? And this is where we have to try things and pay attention. Mm-hmm. You're someone who really likes praise. And so it's really easy to say like, of course that would be a win, right? Where for someone else, receiving that kind of praise might be deeply triggering or deeply uncomfortable. And we don't want to make each other uncomfortable that way. Unless we do, which brings me to praise as humiliation play for people who can't really let it in or who like the experience of being humiliated, which is a whole nother podcast altogether. But if a little bit of blush turns you on, if the idea of being humiliated in a kind of very caring, loving way is exciting to you, then being overly praised to the edge of your comfort level might be kind of erotically thrilling. It's a psychological play, right? Of like, let me tell you how amazing you are. I mean, I almost just got broken up with recently because I was worshiping the pants off of this guy and he couldn't take it. Mm. He was like, it doesn't line up with my self-image. Like, I'm not that confident in myself. You see something I don't yet. Right. So I had to back off a little bit. And sometimes we can overpraise and take people beyond what they are comfortable receiving. And so we have to be able to hear that, too. Like, I like sucking your cock, but stop telling me how good I am every few minutes. Just enjoy it. Where someone else might be like, I need to hear it. Tell me I'm a good girl. Tell me I'm doing it well. Tell me how great I am. And we need to be able to communicate about this so we can each dial in how much praise we want and the specific kind of praise. And this is where I think like the more specific it gets, it can be even more disarming, right? Because it strikes kind of more to the core of who you are. Being told like, you know, the way your eyes make me feel like melts me every time. Like that's like not just, hey, you look pretty today, right? Or the way you spoke on stage had the whole room on the edge of their seats. And I'm so proud of how you, you know, prepared yourself for that speech. You nailed it. And I feel like those kinds of like getting to the essence of who we are and praising our efforts in the world and who we're like sometimes working really hard to be is something we can offer not only our lovers, but our friends, our colleagues, our family members, and ourselves. Self-praise as a practice is something I want to end with here, because when it comes to really receiving praise, we really, it's a question of self-image and worth and what we kind of think of ourselves and whose voices are the loudest in our own heads.
And how wild is that to consider having a self-praise practice that could either be in your own voice to yourself, or what voice would be really hot to you to be telling you what you want to be, what you want to hear?
Yeah.
Because you can generate that for yourself. And that is a wild idea, but it could be incredibly powerful for some folks.
I have a big daddy in the sky who tells me I'm good when I clean my room.
Yeah, you do.
Because otherwise I would never do it. Like, mm-hmm. I need someone to praise me. And that's really myself, right? But I do kind of personify it as this sexy daddy who is approving and affirming and rewarding me.
I'm proud of you.
Because praise can be a reward in and of itself, right? To be told that you did good, that you're doing great, that you're perfect, that you're wonderful, that you're cherishable. That in and of itself is an erotic stimulation. So notice what it does to you, like any other stroke or sensation.
And for those folks who have a really hard time taking any praise, if you want to, I just invite you to say thank you when someone gives you any kind of compliment.
Well, thank you. That's so kind.
And then just take a pause and feel it. And you might have your feelings of discomfort, but like, see if you can experiment with just letting it in. Just saying thank you and then holding that shit.
Or fuck you. I kind of want to be a counter voice here where you don't always just have to say thank you, right? Like,
well, sometimes you can say more, but I just mean at minimum say,
well,
like,
no,
receive it.
Sometimes you receive unwanted praise or praise that doesn't
thing.
Well, let's
okay.
name it then.
Okay, go for it. Go for it. That's different, you know, but yeah.
I mean, I'm hearing you when you say just take it, right? And there's something sexy to like just taking it and letting it in and letting it wash over you and the blush of that. If that is a comfortable edge for you, explore it. Sometimes we receive praise we do not want that misgenders us, that makes us feel not seen, that praises the wrong part of us. Like, that actually felt really easy for me, and it's fucking condescending to praise that. And those are also places you can speak up.
Okay, yeah, absolutely, in all those situations.
I have a weird relationship with praise, because a lot of praise for me does not feel good. It does feel kind of condescending and like you're not seeing me at all. And then when praise strikes specifically, and especially that kind of being part of praise, but also how cute my armpits are. Let's be real. We all need different kinds of praise at different times and can reject praise if it feels more powerful to remain unpraised, damn it.
Absolutely. And while we're talking, but this is a deep dive into praise, I want to name that we have another beautiful podcast on worship, which is a slightly different flavor that's related, but I think these could be complimentary.
Praise and worship, baby.
So we'll put that in the show notes, but check that one out if this whole world interests you.
And how do we let praise and worship flow from the most authentic parts of ourselves and not be performative, not be hyper-gendered in the way of you're just telling people what they think you think they want to maybe hear, right? A lot of it is like guesswork. Some of that is being specific and communicating ourselves to our lovers. Some of it is trying different things and seeing what lights us up, right? And some of it is allowing the specificity to speak through you. And when you feel moved by someone, name it. Name it. Have I told you how amazing you are today? Have I told you how incredible you are at what you do in this world? You are such a gift to all who know you. My little munchkin.
Aww.
I adore you. Yes, you, dear listener, we love you. We are so grateful that you are part of the Pleasure Mechanics community. We are a global community of tens of thousands of erotic explorers seeking strategies and skills to experience more pleasure, more joy, and more intimate connection. We're here for you 24/7 at pleasuremechanics.com. You'll find resources for this podcast at pleasuremechanics.com/praise. And if you want to explore the thrilling edges of erotic play, visit us at pleasuremechanics.com/kink and enroll in our online course so we can guide you stroke by stroke, date by date in the adventure of kinkier erotic play. Yes, I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
You beautiful, wonderful human being, you. Love you. All praise. Cheers.